Well, I've just had a DPD.
Oh, tell everyone.
I've just had a DPD. That's not. Let's not confuse this with what's the other thing? DP. That's double penetration. Let's not confuse OTP. This. She said they call it breakfast
Having
club.
Breakfast club.
And they go, they do their bits, and they come into work and say they've been to breakfast club. And I was fully thinking like a bacon butty. Well, kind of. Absolutely. Like a ham sandwich indeed. Like they go and they have sex in the morning and then go to work. Number one, their penis will stink all day. Have you thought about that?
They won't give a fuck.
But like, I just, ugh.
We have a solution. You've been wearing sexy underwear all Valentine's Day.
And your vagina is off.
Your vagina has been pounded all Valentine's Day. Lots of different sperms.
What?
Lots of different pHs in there. Do you know who could really do with this? Bonnie Blue.
Why don't we gift
this
some?
This is for you.
This is for you.
Ah, oh.
Bonnie Blue, this is for you.
Guys, hello. Hello, 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 and welcome to your favourite podcast. It's Nip Tuck with the gorgeous me and Lauren. Oh my gosh, we've got so much to fill
we've
you
got
in
loads
on.
To talk about.
How funny was it the other day when we were vlogging and Lola was like, yeah. So Lola works with us. How lovely is she?
Fantastic.
She's the best.
Great.
Stunning girl as well. Yeah, if annoying. There's any single men.
Is she the really fit one that went to that event?
Yeah. With dark hair.
Yeah. Even the gay man can appreciate how fit she is. She's on
a supermodel, basically. And she's really clever and she's a nice person as well.
She's a cure for homosexuality.
She's like got like a very unique look.
Very unique. Her cheekbones are so high.
And
how did she
had
get them
boobs
up there?
Done and wow. Anyway, we digress.
And her hair.
And she was making me and Lauren piss because she was like, when I edit Ashley's vlogs, I say, you know, just take out the bits where she's a bitch.
Yeah.
And all it is hi, everyone.
And then it ends. She says to our video editor, any bits where Ashley comes across a bit like of a bitch, just take it out. Hi. Oh, that's it. The YouTube's over.
So we went shopping.
Loads to catch up on. So let's go back and do it chronologically. So we went shopping.
Sorry, Mrs. Thesaurus.
We went shopping on Sunday. So we
had a lovely day.
I'm trying to think if it was my first. No, it was my second personal shopping experience. The first one was when I was with somebody who had, let's just say, not money in the bank, but cash
money.
And I remember walking round and it was Aaron, actually, who works at Selfridges.
Aaron,
he's amazing. It was a long time ago now, like 6 years or something. And I was like, oh God, and he just followed me around and I gave him stuff and then we did it again. So first of all, I couldn't find it.
In Selfridges,
but I could not find it. But then I did find it and it was really nice. We had a couple of glasses of champagne and then we basically got some looks together, didn't we? So what we got is you ended up getting a dress from
Demi.
And
really nice brand girls. I feel like really good.
Not
for
ridiculous,
no,
price point.
Reasonable. And it's on Revolve as well.
Yeah.
Very good outfits for a christening, for example.
Yeah, I agree.
Very conservative.
I would say expensive enough that not everyone's got it, but not ridiculous where it's stupid.
And it's a unique look,
and
isn't it?
It's really nice. Oh my God, but never mind the dress.
The shoes.
So I'm not really, as we know, like, I appreciate a pair of shoes, but I'm a bit like, meh. These shoes, right? Wow, they were Jimmy Choo, weren't they?
Last pair in the country.
And that sold her then. As soon as she said that, she fucking
did
a big blot of clit swelled up. She was like, give me them.
They didn't look all that off, did they?
They were nice, but honestly, describe them. They're like lace around. I mean, how do we describe them?
They're like lace and then they've got a gold lace tip. So they're kind of like, you know, the Saint Laurent ones that I bought them and they didn't look right on me.
These ones absolutely flattered your foot.
Comfy, not too high.
They were gorgeous.
So they had to go straight in our basket.
They went in the
basket.
You
tried a stunning Raban dress on, but you didn't like... I thought that was... Lucas, I'll show you a picture. She put it on. She looked classy, elegant.
Oh, classy? No, I cannot.
Listen, you can wear all these other things, but that was a classy, gorgeous dress.
It was. It was like a
velvet.
The cut
of it was just sensational.
It was nice, but I don't know. I just
I'm
was like
glucose pictures.
I was just like, yeah, it was nice, but I don't know. I just didn't feel like it was the one. But it's there.
Is there everyone?
Well, I've just had a DPD.
Tell everyone.
I've just had a DPD. That's a not. Let's not confuse this with what's the other thing? DP. That's double penetration. Let's not confuse
OTP.
This. So I've just had a thing saying that my Moogler dress is arriving today. I'm not in. So there was an option to not have a signature, and I thought too risky. Because they could leave it in the black bin, but...
I'm so excited for this. You need to be in a really good mood when you try it on, please.
At the moment, I am... That's.
Do you know what I mean? When you try stuff on, girls...
It's a tan for me.
Every girl can relate to this. You step in from wherever you've been, your day out, what have you, and the ASOS or the Zara...
Yeah, it's there.
The haul is there. You have to pick the right time to try the haul on, because otherwise...
You're just in a mood.
Yeah,
you're in a mood.
You need a bit of tan.
A bit of tan. You do
glasses
need a bit of
off.
Tan. What you can't see. Contacts in then.
Yeah.
Yeah, not blind.
A pair of heels.
Yeah.
What
you
else?
Need to, shaving. I just think
better
you need...
mood,
to,
not on
mood,
period.
Not on period. I just think you need to be a bit of colour to you.
Yeah.
You, how many of us try an outfit on and then you go, it'll look nice when I've got a bit of a tan, is what we all say.
I'm
so if you've got a bit of a tan,
Lucas.
I think it's a good time. So... I don't think I will have a tan, but I'm going to just, you know, so I need to try it on. But I know that what's going to happen is I'm going to try it on when I've got Thea and Tommy dragging around me and they'll irritate me and I need to do, oh, she's just sent them to Lucas, the pictures.
Yeah.
Of them. We'll put them in Patreon because I don't think I'm going to wear it.
Swish.
I think that looks good. That's what I've bought there at the bottom.
Mm.
How nice are the shoes? So
I think she looks lovely in that dress. Lucas, explain.
Oh, don't
do don't make the man do it. Come on. It's a black dress.
It's a gorgeous dress. What's that Disney film where Angelina Jolie plays? Maleficent?
Maleficent. Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually. I could see that. Listen, we'll put it in Patreon. You can have a look at it. But I'm not 100% sure. But if I get desperate, then that will be the one.
Oh, poor you.
Poor me. And then I tried on another Moogler one. It could have been sensational.
It was too big.
But it was way too big. And it's like a white corset.
I've not
with
got
stringy
a picture
bits.
Of it.
I'll put it in the chat. But I just, it was really expensive. And I don't think
How
it's
How much
the one.
Was it?
3,000.
No!
Yeah.
I could go to Turkey and have full body.
I could come back a new person
surgery
for that.
Surgery that you could wear forever.
I know. But I tried it on because I do like that kind of structure and I like a corset style top.
Well, we got a vibe for the Moogler fabric as well, didn't we?
Yeah, so it was good to try on. Well, I tried a red number on as well. You liked that as
I
well.
Really
I just
liked
wasn't.
The red.
It just felt a bit flappery. Anyway, so we tried on the stuff. Then we went to Soho House. Now, lots of you in Patreon
so cool.
have been asking, like, have we been...
Even last night, people were asking me for referrals. Guys, tell me, am I only allowed to refer a set number of people
Because she's
a
referred
year?
A lot. We need to know this, because probably, yeah.
Because I need to hold on for actual...
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went to Soho House, so let's describe it.
Can you confirm that, Lucas?
What's that?
How many people can you refer for Soho House?
Because I feel like Ashley's agreed to refer everyone.
I think you can. Like,
have a look.
But what if they're unhinged?
Yeah, and then it's on your... I think it will
and
show...
And it will be if they listen to
been,
us.
I think it will show who they've been referred by. And then if they're bad, then you'll get a black note. Yeah, and then they'll be, if you have a few unhinged people, they'll be like, right, Ashley can't refer anyone else.
That was the time, like, when Ed let Gaz from Geordie Shore...
do the golfing.
Play golf on his...
Black mark next to
and
name.
And he got bollocked.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with your referrals. It's like Raya. Everyone always asks for Raya. I did a few referrals for people when I had it because people did it for me. It's nice. But I don't have it anymore. But it's not all that anyway.
I don't know if there is a limit on how many people you can refer,
okay.
But they just tend to need to be referred by two people.
Right.
There you go. Then there you all go, guys.
So Soho House, let's describe it. So I would say the girls on the desk were absolutely lovely.
Gorgeous,
very nice.
Yeah.
We went and had a little look at the outside area that's being built. The only thing I would say is it's very small and you have to book like a time
slot.
2 days
in advance, a time slot, and you get 2 hours by the pool.
So there was a pool, there was a few lounges, like stripy lounges.
Can't smoke out there.
Can't smoke out there. but you can vape, he said, probably.
Maybe.
Maybe. But yeah, it was...
These are all the important questions. The important
things. It was nice. It was nice, but it wasn't very big at all. So I think there'll be issues when it's a sunny day. Everyone...
Pre-book, basically. Pre-book.
But in this country, you don't know when it's going to be a sunny day till the bloody morning. You can't pre-book anything, can you?
Me and you will be going on the weather app and planning our slot.
I think we should
definitely go. And it's not child-friendly.
No, because it could fall off the bloody edge.
I know, but I asked that question.
Yeah, you don't want a lot of kids running
around. Can you even bring kids to Soho House?
Yes. There was loads of kids at Soho House, but that was for Sunday lunch.
Yes, you can. They can only go on the 8th floor until 8 p.m. And it does say in the rules, because we were going to take the girls, so I did check, it kind of says something basically saying, make sure they behave. Kind of, it was like something written. But how do you do that? You can't with kids. So we went and we had a Sunday dinner.
Wow.
Woo! Nice. Really nice. What was that gratin?
The potato gratin.
No, it was like a leek gratin.
Leek and cheese and creamy.
You would need more gravy. They were stingy with the gravy.
Which is not good.
Which I like a lot of gravy.
And they did give us more gravy.
They did. The service was fantastic. The people, they were really friendly, really nice.
We had a gorgeous table,
actually.
The
thing is, with Soho House, it's for creatives, isn't it? So it's not people think like, ooh, posh. I wouldn't say posh. It was more like chatty, nice vibes. We saw someone you
know there. I'm not itching my bum.
We saw the guy who is the general manager for somewhere?
Louis.
Lovely lad.
Oh, James Clavin.
He's lovely.
The guy I used to date.
Oh, did
who?
You?
You did.
The young guy.
Gorgeous guy. You used to date him?
Yeah.
I didn't know. You did?
That. Well, for 5 minutes. Yeah, gorgeous, he's a lovely guy. He's married now. He's married to the guy that's the general manager of Molly's, that's also connected to.
Is he married?
Yeah.
Well, Lucas says so. Nice guy, anyway.
Lovely
and
guy.
Then we saw a friend of ours as well. Yeah, it was nice. And then we didn't go and look at the gym or anything, did we? And they said the rooms were going to be ready soon.
2 weeks. So, Ed is desperate to go. But I am the member, so I'll have to take him.
You hold the key.
You hold the key.
And do you know what I'm kind of looking forward to be fair? What?
No, this is your opportunity to get back at him for the pub. You know the story that I love?
Oh, when he told me that men aren't women aren't allowed in the pub.
Yeah.
You could say men aren't allowed.
In Soho House.
Yeah.
And it's my thing.
Yeah. It's my thing, Ed. I'd rather you didn't.
It's not for suits.
Yeah.
The gym.
It's for creatives.
The gym isn't open yet, is it?
No.
No.
2 weeks.
But listen, it was nice and it was worth a visit. Did it knock my socks off? No, but what can knock your socks off about a Sunday roast? Do you know what I mean?
I really like the little event things that they do there. Like in they've got a private cinema.
Well, we saw. So when we were in the lift, there was a thing of like what's coming up. One of our friends, Olive, who's a DJ, was there. But guess who else was there? And we bloody missed it. Only that guy off frigging
City Is Ours.
The City Is Ours. What's he called?
Joyce, Nelson Joyce.
Yeah. So there was an evening with him. Which potentially would have been an option, but he wasn't there. We'd missed it. So we went there, and then what happened?
What, that?
Yeah, they said, you need to watch the programme. Everyone's obsessed with him.
And when I said it to Lauren, and she said the exact same, and then she watched it, and she was like, okay,
it's the character he plays in that. But a lot of people...
Have you not watched The City Is Ours, Lucas?
No.
Oh, you must. You must.
Lucas?
Is it like a laddie thing?
No, it's great. Will absolutely fucking great love TV. It.
So
one
of the girls put in Patreon that she met him the other week and said he was gorgeous and absolutely lovely. So that's nice.
Actually.
See, now you're looking. So we did that and then we had such a good night last night, didn't we? Mm-hmm. So last night was our Patreon catch up, meet
no.
up.
No.
No.
We went to London, honey.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Hold your horses.
Oh, my God. We've not even put that in.
My chronological order's all off. Fucking hell. Right.
Lights, big city.
Right. Forget that bit that we've just told you because that's not in order. Go back. Right. We went to London and we filmed Private Parts with Liv Bentley.
Yeah.
She actually didn't watch Made in Chelsea. I did. So I've already watched her for years. And she was exactly... what I thought she would be.
Lovely,
funny, dry.
Very attractive.
Something sexy about you could see how men would be like, I want to shag you.
Her body's
great. She's just really nice girl, actually. And just sound. You know when someone's sound? Yeah, just nice. So that was really good. Her producer was absolutely lovely.
Bless you.
The producer was really nice as well.
The producer was so nice. You went for a drink after with the producer.
Oh, did you?
We did, yeah.
Nice, I liked her.
Yeah, she's really, really nice. Yeah.
Was she really lovely, Lucas?
Yeah, she is, yeah. She
like
loves what she does.
Yeah.
You know, two little nerds in the corner.
Oh,
you know.
I bet, I can imagine. So we did that. And that went on. We were there for quite a while, actually. And it's a really... Oh, hang on. My dates are going to... It's already out. It's already out. You can listen to it.
Or watch the YouTube version.
Yes, because it's a longer version on YouTube. So then we went... We had a bit of time to kill. So we went to... So we were going to go to Houston. I said, can we go to Houston for Nando's? Ashley declined. So
are
she...
Are you not glad?
Yes. So instead we went to... I just think this name is really
Saint
funny.
St. Pancreas.
Why do I think that's funny? St. Pancreas. It's like St. Kidney. I just think it's funny.
Isn't it St. Pancras?
Can we just say, Pancras. The shops in there...
There was a Chanel
boutique.
There was a MAC.
Much
nicer than Houston, my God.
Honestly, why can we not get the train into St. Pancras?
Pancras.
Why not?
We had a lovely dinner.
Because I want... Yeah, the food restaurant
What
was
about
so
the
nice.
Plate thing? The guy getting thrown... Oh, my God. Only us. So we sat there just having a little bit of food and just catching up. The food was really nice. And there was a guy next who was on his own and he was just minding his own business. And the tables were quite close to each other. So he was, like, pretty close to me. And the waiter goes to give him... Was it a coffee?
Yeah.
Or a side
plate?
No,
it was your side plate.
Oh, it was my side plate. Sorry.
And
so I asked for a side plate and he was having that. Anyway, the waiter, as he passed, went to put the side plate on our table, it slipped out of his hand and frisbeed, smashed everywhere on the guy. Like, literally. And the guy was like,
and I saw it in slow-mo.
Like, just went and the whole plate smashed on this guy. The guy was really nice to him, wasn't he? Because it wasn't his fault. And we were like, why would this happen to us? And then it got worse. So then we decided to make it because I'm very antsy when it comes to trains and timings. And
thank God you didn't let me get that Joe in the Juice.
So we went past Joe in the Juice and she was like, I'm going in. I was like, no, we haven't got time. And then she went in and I was like, no, we actually haven't got time. So it's fucking pouring down.
No, like
torrential, a monsoon.
Like puddle. Like that
Thailand.
Proper London rain.
Yeah. And we went outside and there was a taxi queue. So we tried to get in one of them and they were like, you need to go to the front of the queue, mate. So we went to the front. Anyway, there's like a queue of them and obviously they must wait for it to be their turn. We've not told you this, Lucas, yet. So the door opens and we're like, Houston, please. Now, bear in mind, it was only a 7-minute taxi ride, 8-minute taxi ride. It probably would have been a 12-minute walk. It was bouncing and we didn't have time and we were knackered.
And we had a case.
And we had a case and...
Well, whatever.
It doesn't matter. We didn't want to. A taxi is a taxi and we wanted one. So he pulls up, this fucking grumpy man. I went,
horrible bastard.
Horrible. I went, how can we get to Houston? He went, what? I've been waiting here for fucking half an hour for a trip to Houston. Girls, it's round the corner. You can walk. And I was like, well, we've got this bag. It's pouring down. Can we not just get in? Oh, I've been waiting for half an hour for this thing.
Horrible, man.
Shouting. Awful. So I was like, look, I'm going to ask him behind. So then we're getting pissed right through. We went behind.
No,
and
he's
like,
you have to go
at the front. And he's like, yeah, I bet he fucking said that. And I was like, look, I don't want to walk 12 minutes. We've got all these cases. And he's like, get in. Like that. Got in. He was so rude. Then he goes to me, I saw you ask the other taxi driver and he said no because it's too short. And I went, no. He said no because it wasn't the front of you. No, he didn't. He said no. And then she starts raising a voice and going, no, that's not what happened.
I was ready to fight him and she wouldn't
and
I wouldn't
let me. And then he went, don't shout at me. And when this taxi, it was so uncomfortable and awkward and he was fucking horrible. And I was like, I'm really sorry. And I said to
him. My remote was battering the back of his taxi.
Yeah, it's like flying round.
Boom.
And I said to him, listen, if you'd have just said, girls, it's going to be this amount, we would have paid it. We're not asked. We just want to get on
a fucking
corner.
He should have just said, guys, I can take you. It's a 15-minute walk, but you're going to have to pay me 30 quid cash.
I've been sat here.
Absolutely fine.
Whatever.
Hun.
It's our
get it.
But... So there was, I was like mixed on this. There was part of me that was like...
I went mad at you for paying extra.
Yeah, so then...
You shouldn't have done that.
So then, I've just told this story about this horrible man. Then when we went to get out, I tipped him £10. Right. Let me explain why I did that.
The insult you gave him was very good. Very good.
So I said, put an extra £10 on that. I said, because...
He didn't say thank you.
He didn't say thank you. And I said, because if... And I said to her, I said, if he's been... If he went...
She turned to me and said this... Within earshot.
I said, if he was that angry about a fare, he must have been waiting there and really needed that extra, so we'll give him an extra £10. I didn't actually say it in a nasty way, but I did mean it, but it was also a point to make that I would have given you that anyway. Like, don't be a dick. And I did think he was that angry and he'd waited that long.
Oh, my God, irate.
Then that fare must have meant a lot to him. Like, so how... I thought, have an extra tenner. And he didn't even say thank you. He was embarrassed. He was embarrassed because we were gracious after we shouted.
Do you know how women have menopause?
He had like dick
menopause.
Menopause. That man had
menopause.
Severe.
It was horrible. But I do think, because we were gracious at the end, we were like, put an extra £10 on there, which we would have done anyway because it was a short thing. I think he didn't even say thank you because I think he was embarrassed. I think he was embarrassed about it. Anyway, we did the right thing and he was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Now, last night, sorry, the chronological really put me off.
Oh my God, wait.
No, there's not more.
Have you used those on Liv's podcast?
Oh, listen. Yeah.
So basically, my advice is watch our collab with Private Parts on YouTube, because there's this extra bit where we did bits that we would take for a Valentine's night in our handbag. I won't say too much more, but have you used the gift that I got you?
No. And I'll tell you why. So,
and I bought you another pair of knickers.
That I'm also not going to wear.
They're so nice,
right,
those
I'm
knickers.
I'm going to tell you why. I find that unless I wear a cotton panty, it can flare up the vaginal area.
Lauren.
Yeah.
This is so weird. I've got those Better Bits fittings with me. And they've got the nunny ones.
Right. So let's talk about this, because a lot of people are talking about like nunny stuff. And Patreon, there's a lot of nunny chat. So there's always nun chat in Patreon. I find that if I wear unbreathable knickers, let me look. If I wear unbreathable knickers or anything like that, it can set my pH balance off. And in your vag, you have a pH balance.
Yeah.
And I've been told that certain people's sperm can, like, if it's not quite the same pH as yours, so you could be kind of doing it with a certain person, and every time you get a bit of an off.
It's
after.
Not anything can affect
anything
your
can
vaginal
affect
pH,
it. But apparently,
yeah, it's very
certain
sensitive.
Sperm that's pH is not the same as yours can knock your vagina off. So if you're sleeping with that one person, every time you get a bit of a thing after, that could be why. So you
Knickers,
told me about these
laundry detergent, food that you eat if you eat too much sugar.
These are
what you need. What are they called?
Intimate probiotics, and they're by Better Bits, right? Yeah. So these are probiotics for your vagina, not for your belly, for your vagina. So what it's got in it helps to maintain a healthy pH balance.
Balance.
It's balance. It's all about balance and overall vaginal health. So a lot of the girls in Patreon keep saying, I keep getting a bit of this, I keep getting my
Whether
pH
it's a
off.
Smell or a discharge.
So apparently, if you take a probiotic for your fanny, it makes it smell better too. Mm-hmm. And taste better.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's what I've been told. So the Better Bits one, it's called Intimite. It's called Intimate Probiotic. So if you want to take something that is literally to keep a good fanny.
And at different times of the month, your pH
Yeah,
can
well,
be
it goes
different.
Up and down.
So it's really easy to take, Lauren. It's literally just 2 tablets a day. And there you go, I've got it for you.
You just whack it in your routine. 2 tablets in the day. Don't think about it. Have a nice fanny.
Let's ask if we can get a discount code.
We'll get a discount code. So if you go on our episode description, we will whack you a discount code in there. But yeah, it's better.
They're
things.
Really
they've got
good.
Loads of stuff, to be fair. I've heard really good stuff about the whole
really
range.
Really good. Yeah,
but we were
got,
interested in the intimate one because I feel like that is a real girly thing. And it's I can't say I've ever taken anything just for the fanny. Take things for this, your
you
hair,
really
your that.
Should.
But really we should, because it's the vagina.
Yeah.
In fact, the girl last night that won the Valentine's box.
Yeah.
We should give her some because there are some lacy knickers
right.
in there.
Right, let's get back to knickers.
Oh my God.
Lucas, get into this.
What the fuck?
Come out! So basically, if you're wearing... are you wearing any kind of... lacy underwear that can really trigger your vaginal pH. We have a solution. You've been wearing sexy underwear all Valentine's Day.
And your vagina is off.
Your vagina has been pounded all Valentine's Day. Lots of different sperms.
What?
Lots of different pHs in there. Do you know who could really do with this?
Bonnie Blue.
Bonnie Blue.
Why don't we gift
this
her some?
This is for you.
This is for you.
Oh,
Bonnie Blue, this is for you. Intimate Probiotics by Betavits. It will help with your vaginal health overall. The smell, the taste, the pH balance. So you can wear your knickers as much as you want.
Yeah, you don't have to have like run a train.
No, it can just in general. You might have just used some bubble bath that set you off.
Yeah, like a bath bomb.
A bath bomb that's set it off down there. Or you've run a train. Either way.
Eating sugar.
Don't smell like a fishmonger. Smell fresh.
Yeah, smell fresh. Exactly. If you're funny, smelly. Right then. Fishmonger. Right, so keep starting this and then stopping it. Right, last night we had a Patreon meetup. So we went to Crafton Common in Lyme, which is like where you do
out. Girls, if you're on half term now and you want to go and meet your friends, have a little cake and a glass of wine while the kids paint.
Great
idea. If you even just want to meet your mates, it's very therapeutic. It's therapeutic.
So we went there. There was, I think, about 50. We only could only get 50 in there. So I think it was 50. And do you know what? I came home, right, with a big smile. I drove home and I'm a miserable bitch at the minute. And I drove home with a big smile on my face for a few reasons. One of them, it was just lovely. Yeah. It was so nice to chat to everyone. Being around girls that are a good vibe and that are kind and that are sound, it just lifts you. There was not an ounce of anything other than lovely. Everyone was so complimentary of each other. There was girls there that didn't know anyone and the other girls were like, come sit with me. Did you see one of the girls wrote on Patreon, girls, I'm driving, I can pick someone up if they want to have a drink. Honestly, fucking lovely.
We've got such an amazing community.
That's how I felt when I was driving home. I thought, wow. The thing is with Nip Tuck, it's grown and grown and it's great, but because we're always so busy, we're just kind of on the hamster wheel. And I don't think we often stop to think, right, what have we made here?
Yeah.
We've made a community of apps, whether you're on Patreon or not, absolutely lovely girls. They were just lovely. We met so
and
many
boys.
Nice ones. And a few boys. There weren't any last night. So we are hoping to do more events. And it was just nice as well to put a face to the name. So on Patreon chat, we replied to people, we're chatting to people. You get to know the username because you're like, her, I remember what she said. But you never know the face or the person behind it. So it was just nice. Oh, before I forget, because she'll kill us if I don't mention this.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Go on, she told you the story.
So basically, this...
Don't say the company.
Girl works in sales. She works in sales and she said that the boys do this thing called Breakfast Club.
I mean, and let me tell you, I would think, okay, a bacon sandwich and a hash brown on a Friday.
They go and shag sex workers. They go and shag sex workers in the morning.
And it's a thing.
I spoke to a sex worker, do you remember?
Yes.
And she told me her busiest time of the day is between 7 and 10 a.m. every day.
How?
It's
nuts.
Not the evening because men have just left their wife or their girlfriend and left the house for the day.
Or they nobody, they might be single.
They can pretend that they're in the gym or whatever and you're not going to bother them
in the evening. She said they call it Breakfast Club. And they go, they do their bits and they come into work and say they've been to Breakfast Club. And I was fully thinking like a bacon butty. Well, kind of. Absolutely. Like a ham sandwich indeed. Like they go and they have sex in the morning and then go to work. Number one, their penis will stink all day. Have you thought about that?
They won't give a fuck.
But like I just, ugh. So yeah, it's a thing. It's a full on thing.
I did a video in Sainsbury's car park in Altrincham.
Excuse me.
About 2 years ago. It's on my TikTok.
Bonnie.
And I said on it that I said, I've just done the school run. Mm-hmm. I've just pulled up to get my morning Starbucks from Sainsbury's. And there's men going into the local brothel. And literally, one of them was there just like having a fag, throws his fag out, goes in. Next one. And it's mainly, they look like construction workers.
I feel like I need to ring James and ask him about this.
People. And yeah, they were going for a fuck.
In the morning, or a suck.
At 9 a.m.
I wouldn't even be in the mood at 9 a.m. It's very early.
Well, they clearly are. But aren't men just different? Animals
the
to
different
us.
Breeds.
They are different animals to us.
Like
you.
They can just go.
I'm not going to say about the brothel thing, but I will say, as dad listening as always, it is good for men to
release.
release in the morning because you're more focused on
work.
Do it
with your wife. So me and James have this conversation.
I ain't got one.
Me and James have this conversation.
An agenda
but then in the morning, if James came at me at 6 a.m, I'd be like, you better get off. I've been up
Ed
all night.
Ed said he can't do it in the morning. Well, that's why.
Oh! So James, now I'm not a man. So Lucas, you can vouch for him or deny this, right? James said to me, obviously, as a man, sex is probably higher up than most women. It's just how we're made. But he also said that if you don't release, it actually becomes uncomfortable. Your actual sack becomes like full. And he said it's knocking on the door, is what he calls it. And he's like, it needs to come out. And then afterwards, you feel so much better. And it's actually more like a physical thing that you need. Is this true or not? Because I don't need that.
Yes.
Do your balls hurt if you don't release?
They can feel a bit heavy.
Yeah, this is what he's told me.
And it's also a mental heavy. Like, you do it and you're just focused. And
I'm not going to lie.
How mad is that?
I had a wank this morning.
You were whinging this morning that you were in a rush and couldn't put your makeup on. You had a wank.
No, I used that new vibe.
Is it good?
Yes.
The one that Liv gave you? Or?
Yeah.
I've not had one.
2 seconds.
I've not had one. I couldn't even tell you when I last did any form of myself down there. It's just not in the... What did you just wake up and think, oh, yeah.
Your vagina must be like... Have you seen Stranger Things where that, like, wall reforms and, like,
it
closes?
It closes up. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm watching that at the minute. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
When it closes up. I mean, I'm doing bits, but I've just not had the... For me, I need to be quite relaxed, in the mood, and I'm just not at the moment. But I'm glad you did that, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Can you do an experiment? Can you take those knickers back tonight and just put them on?
I'm on
my
period.
I'm
on my period.
You said you were going to do the tights.
I know, but then things happen. Like, I'm tired.
Why don't you put that set on, like, before bed, but just don't address it, don't say anything, and just see how he reacts?
He would have a heart attack. He would fall out of bed and die.
Why do men love suspenders so much?
See, even as a gay man, I can see it.
You can appreciate it.
Yeah.
What, in what way?
It is just fit.
Who invented suspenders and why?
Well, suspenders are actually... suspenders
to hold your tights
up. Hold your panty, like, because they didn't have tights. They used to stop at the thigh and they would roll down. So they were initially made just to keep...
But
genuinely.
Why didn't they just invent tights?
Well, they did later.
So,
I don't know.
But it's suspenders is so you don't have to wear knickers.
Well, then why wear suspenders around your stomach? What a silly thing. I don't get it.
But it's so men have got the access.
Right. Okay.
To the area.
So right now, I've got my period next on. I'm very heavily bleeding. So everyone who's interested, I'm bleeding out. So I can't wear them yet, but I reckon in a few days I probably
swap your period knickers for you.
Cheese
thing.
But I will wear them and I will do the experiment, I promise
My favourite to get sexy underwear is Honeybird app. Have a look, guys.
There you go.
It's quite bondagey.
Right.
Have you ever tried, is it Agent
Provocateur? It's better than Agent Provocateur. So the sizes, it goes up to like fake boobie sizes as well.
Because that's an issue when you've got fake boobs. They don't
And the price point is a lot more reasonable.
Right.
Have a look at Honeybird app.
There you go. Let's get a discount code for them.
Well, it's like premium.
Oh,
so
is it? So they're not going to
They wouldn't
want
to work with
us. Not now we've just took a picture with a bra on your head like Princess Leia.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not the vibe for them. It's more Rosie Huntington.
But I always say men love a body stocking.
Right. Well, you can get them off Amazon, I reckon.
You can.
Next day delivery. Mm. Brilliant. Mm. Right, you miserable bitch. Tell us what you've been moaning about this week.
Can everyone stop with the AI ChatGPT pictures of themselves, because we all know
themselves.
It's not you. It doesn't look like you. You've not got a waist that big.
No.
And you have got three hands on most of the pictures.
No waist, but three hands. And
it's like, hey, it's mommy with a coffee and her babies. And oh, fuck off.
So
fuck off.
Ooh, right. I am bored of seeing them. Did I consider doing it? No, I actually didn't, which I normally do with these things. I think, should I?
Do you remember the one in the Barbie box?
So what
well?
I will say.
Oh, fucking no.
If I think about this, right, it is a bit silly because there's one that everyone did when it was like a Valentine's, was it Halloween or something?
Halloween,
when you were sat
the
on the bed with
mask.
The phone. Right.
Yeah.
So my thing with this is, right, we're posting it because we look extra good on it, because that's not us. So you might as well post a picture of someone else, because it isn't you. It's an AI picture of somebody that isn't you. So by posting that, it doesn't make you look like that person. It doesn't make you like, because I can't see why else.
I think they think that.
People will look at it and think she looks great, but that, me as well, like if I did it, I'd be exactly the same. I'd put a picture and everyone would be like, oh, that's great, but that's not Lauren. So what's the point in posting it then? And if you were dating someone, they'd look at it and then you don't look like that.
People,
I'm a bit like, I don't get it.
Like, AI-ing themselves as like models and like lifestyle models in like different scenarios.
But why?
Like, you know those people that do the travel pyramid scheme thing?
Oh, I did that for a little bit. I tried. Listen, I liked it at the time, but I haven't got time to do that kind of shit. But I did it to book my own shit.
Well, the people that do the travel pyramid scheme, like there's some of them have been doing them, like where it's like them sat behind a desk in this big boardroom. And, like,
oh, have they? Like on the beach or something
like
that?
Yeah, like, no.
I think AI has a place, but I do agree that those pictures, I just don't see that. Oh, people were making themselves into giving, like, mythical creatures. Why?
It's giving either Saskia playing on my phone.
Yeah.
Or lady in her 50s that finds it really novel on Facebook.
Yeah, a novel thing.
Not for us.
No. And what's the other thing that they do? There's another one.
They. You people.
Do you know what I was thinking about, though?
They're not hurting anyone, so but it just really fucking annoys
listen
me.
Listen to this, right? I'm going to screenshot this on the back of you mentioning this because I thought this was actually quite interesting when I find it. Right. To make you into, I saw this like thing that someone had posted. To make you into a cartoon with a load of information about you, AI is using natural resources.
Water.
Often in resources from poor parts of the world. For your momentary curiosity, people will have less water. Listen, I'm not going to stay on that because I do use ChatGPT. However, this is the other thing. The prompt is, using all the information you have about me, they are legit telling you that they have your data. They know about you. They know how many kids you have. They know your job. They know your personal preferences. They know your problems. They know everything about your life. This is no laughing matter. AI is an environmental issue, but a personal, economical, and social one too. I beg you to pay attention and stop lining the pockets of billionaires. You wanted to see a cartoon of yourself? Ask a cartoonist to draw it. So the only thing that when I saw that really got into my mind is, hang on a minute. We're asking this computer to tell us everything they know about us to make a picture, and they know everything. Mm. My friend told me that in her job, I'm not going to say any more about what it is, she had to deal with something, she does banking, she had to do something with someone's bank statement, and it was in a different language, so she got it translated on AI. So she then would have had to have uploaded those bank statements.
And it stays there.
And they've got it. Like, what think of it like this. What picture is, I know AI isn't a person, but whatever it is, what is it building? It knows everything about us, our finances, our money, our problems. This is scary.
And it's all of a sudden happened in like the last year.
It's happened now. So what's going to happen when how are we going to control AI when it knows our deepest, darkest fears and our problems? Because I put our problems on there.
Our phones.
How? I'm sorry, just to like, it is a bit deep, but how freaky.
I think this is where like I come into the whole like kid showing thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, on the bonus, we need to debate the P. Louise Lacey girl party.
Right, guys, we are back and I have got a slutty Sue. You're starting to bring them back in, guys. So thank you. So it's on my phone. I'm going to read it to you now, wherever I'm looking. Okay, so picture this. Someone's texting me from the mum chat. So picture this. I'm 23, just back from 2 years traveling around Australia. Absolutely full of confidence, zero responsibilities. Ugh. I'm very much not ready to get a normal fucking job and be a normal adult. Anyway, I get a job. I'm single. I'm horny. And I'm pretending I care about spreadsheets and shit. And then there's him. Me in finance. Him in sales, obviously. From day one, we had instant sexual tension. Like, you could feel it. We'd all be playing pool together at lunch. Where the fuck did she work? But there would be secret flirting, standing way too close, eye contact. You know the drill. Then one day he adds me on Snapchat. Ew, yeah. I know, disgusting. But anyway, that was that. We start chatting, which quickly turns to sexting under the desk, heart racing while trying to look busy. He was sat right behind me. I'm trying to act normal while my phone is going wild, and I'm also thinking this is so wrong, but I was also absolutely living for it. The dirtier, the better. It escalates quickly, as these things do. And we ended up arranging a quickie in the gym disabled toilets, the one that hardly gets used. Just imagine me bent over the handrail, hands up against the wall. Oh, fucking hell. And being pounded from behind, him kissing my neck. You could only ever do it from behind, couldn't you, in a toilet, really? The hottest, naughtiest, steamiest sex you've ever seen. His dick was massive.
Yeah.
It was the bestest sex I have
Bestest.
Sneaking around, heart racing, constantly thinking we're about to get caught, leaving at different times to make it less obvious. The whole secrecy of it made it insane. Now here's the bad bit. He had a girlfriend.
Yeah, well, it's Snapchat, mate. Of course.
And yes, I know. Do I feel proud of that? No. Would I ever do that now at 33 in a happy relationship with a daughter? Absolutely not. But back at 23, fresh from traveling, I truly didn't give a fuck. I was single. He's actually married to this woman now, which makes it even worse. What a dog. I'm not ashamed to admit, the fact it was so wrong made it so good. Completely unhinged behaviour looking back at it. After a few weeks, the guilt did set in and I ended it. Growth, character development, whatever we want to call it. But I won't lie. I still think about those steamy gym disabled toilet sessions sometimes. Yeah. Definitely a memorable one. Yours truly, Slutty Susan. I've never had that. Oh, I have. Take it back.
You shagged in our yes. offices.
Mm-hmm.
Who
what?
Was that with again?
The lolly one.
The lolly one?
Yes,
lolly.
Moving on.
You fucked a lollipop man.
I've never had sex in an office.
We could eat Maya, it was easy. You could do whatever you want. You could do Maya at that time when we were there was such a ball. You could
do
that. Oh my
God, I used to sit and watch Coronation Street.
Oh yeah, I used to eat my meal deal while looking on the Daily Mail. However, we did work hard at times and we made them a lot of money, so it was all absolutely fine.
Yeah.
So the odd little bonk in the office is not that big a deal. Do you think anybody else did any bonking in the office? I'm trying to think of who worked there. Oh, there was always a bloody drama. There was always something going on, wasn't there? But guys, we love you, Slutty Sues. I quite like the gay ones. Oh. I quite enjoy them because it's kind of not something that I've obviously done because I'm not a gay man. The one where the guy went to Turkey, was it Turkey?
With
and that was fantastic. So yeah. if you're a gay guy listening, or even a straight guy that wants to tell us your side of the story,
tell us your Valentine's, Slutty Sues. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we love you, Slutty Sues, so please send them in. You can get in touch with us, hello@niptuckpod.com.
Yeah.
And if you go on our Instagram, you can actually just click and it tells you every way to contact us. And you can voice note. We love a voice note.
We love
so
a voice note.
That. Right, we're going to move things over on to our bonus. You can get that on Apple Subs or Patreon.
We're talking about the P. Louise Lacey drama.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. And also, I've got something to say, the bum filler thing I need to fill you in on as well.
Big.
Yeah.
I told you.
I know. Mm-mm. Right, guys, we love you so much.
Love ya.
Bye.